with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
The great books of childhood have a power to last and stay with us.
That's Eden Ross Lipson, who should know. She's been the children's book editor of the New York Times since 1984. Lipson is also the author of the New York Times Parents Guide to the Best Books for Children. Lipson says more children's books are being sold today than ever before.
Hardcover children's book sales have gone up 23% in the last year and a half. It's staggering.
That's a reversal of what used to be in the world of children's books.
Until the last 5 or 6 years, upwards of 90% of all children's books were bought by librarians. And a very small number of parents actually went and bought books.
Lipson says there are three reasons for this. Libraries reduce purchases of children's books because of cuts in funding. There's been an echo of the baby boom with a birth bulge among the affluent, and grandparents are buying books for their grandchildren in a way they didn't do for their own children. That's good news for the publishing industry.
A number of important publishing houses have been supported for many years by their children's book divisions, which have the strongest backlist sellers by far.
Lipson has written a terrific guide to the major children's books in print. There are some 34 indexes enabling parents to zero in on children's books in a variety of ways. The New York Times Parents Guide to the Best Books for Children was written by Eden Ross Lipson.
Reading with children makes books come alive, make the stories more vivid, more exciting, more intense than anything that they could experience from television.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The best books for young children are the ones that are simple and clear and somehow magical.
That's Eden Ross Lipson, author of the New York Times Parents Guide to the Best Books for Children.
One of the things best means in this context is the most available, most loved, most read.
There are nearly 1,000 titles covered in Lipson's Guide to Children's Books. Lipson says the good books tend to stay in print for generations.
Mr. Popper's Penguins, which you probably read when you were a little
boy. Yes, I did.
It's 50 years old this year. Ferdinand the Bull was 50 last year. Next year, Madeline, that perpetual gamma introduction to Paris, will be 50. Where the Wild Things Are is 25 years old and as fresh and intense and wonderful as when it was written.
Eden Ross Lipson says the standards used to select adult books also apply to children's books.
Choosing a children's book is not like buying a stroller or a sports car. What you do is read it and look at it. And with the great books for young children, you do care very much that the pictures and the text are indivisible.
Children's books address all the important issues
of life and death, of family and caring. You judge them exactly the way you judge adult books.
Eden Ross Lipson, author of the New York Times Parents Guide to the Best Books for Children. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Eden Ross Lipson has four children who range in age from 5 to 19. She reads to them every night.
Everybody who's home somehow shows up at reading time, and everybody listens to stories.
Even her husband. Eden Ross Lipson is the children's book editor of the New York Times and the author of the New York Times Parents Guide to the Best Books for Children. Lipson says some of the controversial books for teenagers that led to calls for book banning have faded out of sight.
In the 70s, there was a burst of writing of problem novels, which the librarians loved, for young adults. But the society was exploding in front of us. The fuses that were lit in the 60s were blowing off, and a lot of not terribly well-written problem novels appeared with vocabularies pitched to high school students.
Lipson doesn't worry much about what kids read.
Children have a tremendous ability to repress or ignore that which they can't understand. That's part of the advantage of childhood. They tune out what they don't need.
Kids watch the TV news. They know about crack, death, war, AIDS.
It seems a terrific misuse of parental attention to focus on book banning and book censorship when parents should rightfully be spending more time reading with their children.
Eden Ross Lipson, author of the New York Times Parents Guide to the Best Books for Children. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.